We're spent a couple of minutes now on something that you know, I can make jokes about it, but since before its advent, it has been the pinata yep. of consumerism. Paul, I can never, ever, I mean, we have institutions that even if you like them, you hate them, whatever, you say, well, they've got integrity. They've got an integral part of our financial system. I can't say that about CFPB.
Let me define that for some folks.
It's day one, it's been a train wreck.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's heading back to the Supreme Court in a case that challenges the way it pays its bills. So if the High Court upholds a ruling that the way the CFPB, as Tom mentioned, is funded is unconstitutional, this whole agency faces a fight for its existence in a divided Washington. To help us bring us up to speed on that, and we need some help.
It is
Evan Weinberger, Bloomberg Law Correspondent. Evan, first, explain to me, I'm sure our listeners and Tom, they know this, I don't. What is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau?
So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is an agency that was set up after the financial crisis, and it was designed to prevent, you know, its real genesis was all of the subprime mortgage lending that was happening prior to the crisis. It was designed to help prevent those kind of abuses that were targeting minority borrowers and poor borrowers and giving them loans they couldn't afford. So that's where it comes okay. from. It now oversees, you know, payday lending and oversees all the big banks. A lot of the fintechs, debt collection, all those sorts of, you know, high-profile companies, but also sort of the lower-profile companies that allow the economy to keep functioning.
All right, so that seems like a reasonable remit, a reasonable responsibility for them to deal with. What's the issue here as it relates to, why would the Supreme Court get involved in anything related to this?
Well, it's happened a couple of times. This one is because the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fifth Circuit, which is Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, ruled that the CFPB's funding is unconstitutional. Unlike some agencies, it is not funded through Congress. It is technically a part of the Federal Reserve, so it gets its money. It can request money from the Federal Reserve up to a cap, and then any money that it has left over is left, you know, in a civil penalty fund right. or other funds that the CFPB controls.
Evan, why does Jamie Dimon hate the CFPB? I don't want to personalize it. Good morning, Mr. Dimon. Glad you're watching. Dimon already's gone through the 118-page
yep,
Goldman Sachs PowerPoint. Why do big bankers like Mr. Dimon, why do they hate this thing? Can't they co-opt this thing and make it their friend?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure how much the big banks hate it. I think they have a mixed opinion about it.
Yeah. Okay.
So the thing about the CFPB is that it regulates companies that nobody else in the federal government does. Nobody else in the federal government oversees like independent mortgage bankers like Quicken. It does. Nobody else oversees fintechs like, you know, Square or PayPal. Nobody else oversees payday lenders or debt collectors.
So are these guys like, wait, this is important. Are these guys like a small business SEC?
Not necessarily. There are carve-outs for small businesses, like small, you know, no banks with less than $10 billion in
assets. Okay, but like Quicken. The SEC is not going to look at Quicken, right?
Right. So, they're not going to look at the mortgage lending operations there.
And so what is CFPB going to do? I mean, basically, they're a surrogate SEC for other fintech stuff, right?
Well, no, because they're looking not necessarily at, like, the accounting on their books. They're looking at, you know, whether they're issuing loans that violate the Truth in Lending Act or violate fair lending laws and things of that nature. So it's really looking at, you know, parts of the operations that the SEC wouldn't look at, and if they're not technically a bank, the bank regulators wouldn't be able to look at.
So, Evan, I mean, you mentioned some of these fintech companies. I mean, this is a growing part of consumer financial services. Everybody is spending more and more time with these online, you know, financial services firms. It seems like it really does need some regulation, some oversight, some protection. If I'm the CFPB, I'm like, hey, I want a more stable source of funding here. I want some congressional funding here. Is that even an option? Is that on the table?
It is on the table. I mean, you have to remember, most financial regulators aren't on the congressional appropriations process. the Fed isn't, the FDIC isn't, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency is technically part of Treasury, but they fund themselves through assessments on the banks they regulate. So the CFPB's funding, it's slightly different in that it's part of the Fed, but it's not out of the norm to have independent financial regulators like this. In fact, one of the concerns they have people have about this case is that the ruling tries to make a distinction between the CFPB and the other financial regulators. There's concern that potentially the Supreme Court could say there's no independent financial regulators, and that affects the Fed and the other agencies as well.
Evan Weinberger, thank you so much for joining us today. Bloomberg Law here on the mysterious CFPB.